A lawyer for the district, cities like Jamestown and Niagara Falls described them as the poorest districts in the state in these hollowed-out cities. School superintendents in both cities cite poverty as a real problem, and not enough money comes in from Albany to pay for educational programs and efforts which might help out kids by putting them on a path out of poverty. The lawsuit seeks back payments and more money every year in the aid formula to limit the effects of poverty. With 34 years working in the Niagara Falls school system, Superintendent Mark Laurie says the district has cut to the bone in a tough situation.
We have tried to stay furthest away from any cuts to the classroom, but we have needs beyond the regular the school district needs in terms of providing counseling and social work and school psychologists and health services to our kids that you don't usually find in a more affluent school district.
Laurie says the district tries to help the kids get started properly with a push in pre-K classes, full-time. Jamestown Superintendent Brett Apthorpe says there's even the problem that poor kids don't receive proper nutrition.
Their meals came from our school. In fact, in both school districts, we have a backpack program where we send backpacks of food home with kids, food provided by the federal government. And those backpacks of food will probably be their only meals for the weekend.
Apthorpe says he saw the food problem in his prior post as superintendent in Frontier in Hamburg, but not to the degree of Jamestown. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.